All right, before we begin our meeting, I just have a few brief comments. As we continue to recover from the effects of Hurricane Harvey, hello Lisa, how are you? We keep those who were impacted by this devastating storm in our thoughts and prayers, including many of our own Port Houston employees. We estimate that about 20% of our employees were negatively impacted. Of course, we're all psychologically negatively impacted, but many of our employees were had physical harm to their homes, and we stand ready to assist our employees as needed. And as stated repeatedly by Mayor Turner and Judge Emmett, it is important for our region and for Port Houston in particular to ramp up business and try to return to normal as soon as possible. And we're all pulling together to do that. And I want to compliment everyone in this room for working together to make that happen. We've had a phenomenal partnership that includes port staff, the ILA, the trucking community, the Houston pilots, the tugs, line handlers, ocean carriers, stevedores, vessel agents, and customs and border protection. And through that coordinated effort, we were able to open our terminals for business on Friday. So we are happy that we're doing that and doing our part to try to get back to business as usual. We opened Barber's Cut and Bayport container terminals for the receipt and delivery of containerized cargo. This was in anticipation of the commencement of vessel operations, and they've actually started commencing that evening. We had 5,000 gate transactions on Friday. A normal day is 7,000. And Monday, we had 8,000. Sorry, 3,000. So we had doing our part to make sure that we get back to normal. We have 14 container vessels since reopening on Friday. Initial conditions limited safe navigation of the Houston Ship Channel only up to and including Barber's Cut. Let me give a special thank you to the ILA, and thank you so much, Clyde, for everything you and Rob did to make this happen. Labor Day is traditionally the day that labor celebrates its contribution to everything that we do, and they take a day off as they deserve. But under the leadership of the ILA, because we had an interruption of business and because the ILA saw the importance of getting back to work, they worked on Labor Day, and I am particularly impressed that they were willing to do that. So we applaud your proactive efforts. Kept port moving as we recover, get back to normal operations. The ILA has shaped over 120 gangs for ships from Friday night through Labor Day. So I think
and only shorted one gang out of that.
That's really terrific. So we're now back to normal working hours at all of our facilities. We've been advised by the Coast Guard that the Houston Ship Channel is currently open for 40-foot draft vessels to Houston Cement, and then 36 feet up to 610 Bridge. No traffic above the 610 Bridge without BTS permission to ensure salvage operations on obstructions within the channel can continue and be mitigated. Port Houston has received one general cargo vessel at Dock 32, which is east of the bridge. And as you can see, the Bari vessel is still here trying to figure out how it will leave. We should note that the public tours aboard the MV Sam Houston have currently been canceled while we assess safe navigation from our dock into the channel. We will announce when those tours are resumed. Again, we're still in a recovery mode and assessing damage to our terminals and channel, but the work of our employees and partners along this channel has been, in all of our view, phenomenal. We appreciate everyone's cooperation and support through this process, and we too extend the same care and concern for those that we serve. And I don't know if any other member of the commission would like to make a comment. Would happy for you to do that if you would like. Otherwise, we can just move into the agenda.
Just one. Yes, I'd like for Roger, if he can, to give us an update on the Turner Basin channel here, and sure, when we can expect it to be open.
Well, again, that's pending removal of obstructions, one that we're acutely aware of here with a Suggan dry dock, I believe it is. We did get one ship to dock 32,
right,
but it's on the other side of the bridge. But hopefully that sunken dry dock is removed in short order. I know they're working on a diligent market. You may have an update on that.
Yes, sir. I talked to Southwest Shipyard this morning. The dry dock was sunk on purpose to keep it safe. Currents, unfortunately, moved it off the dock. So divers have been down. Everything seems intact. They have the vents plugged, and they're pumping it right now, and hopefully it'll be up and out of there by the end of the day if there's no other damage to that dry dock.
Will we have to dredge this channel and get the silt out, particularly down at the end of the City 8, 9, and 10?
That's a better question, I think.
I think they're still performing the surveys. I think the short answer is it's very likely that there's a lot of siltation, but I think the Corps is still trying to get their arms around the magnitude of it.
So I think Steve here was talking to one of our congressmen, and he suggested that we need to make sure that this money that's being sent, that we apply for the dredging part of that. It's going to be pretty expensive dredging this thing, getting it clean.
Yes, and from what I understand, they will be voting on this aid bill as early as tomorrow, and we have reached out. I don't think the Corps has a number yet. I'm not aware of a number, but we have certainly reached out to our local delegation, the Ports Caucus.
Yeah, we don't have to spend it all.
No, I know.
Yeah. Can't they set aside something?
But to make sure that they're aware that the conditions of the Houston, the dredging and that, those funds need to be considered in this recovery effort. Is that not correct, Spencer?
Yeah, if I could just add.
Yes, please. Sorry,
I didn't hear you. With a lot of these efforts, there will be multiple appropriations for an effort like this. So the first one, the House is going to start taking up tomorrow, but I think there will be multiple opportunities.
I met with Congressman Babin yesterday and talked about it, and seems logical.
Say?
It's
what
something
he
that he thinks we need to include it. It's something that logically that people in Congress don't necessarily think about, but
it needs to be a separate item.
Yeah, but it needs. He said absolutely we need to follow up on it because it is clearly part of the damage that was caused.
Right,
is the additional silting.
And the current bill only has funding for FEMA and the Small Business Administration, so there's nothing in the Corps yet, but we'll probably come in the future.
Well, he should be able to put something, attach something to that for the channel. I would think.
I think he will. If we got to give him. Yeah, we're going to need to give him some ammunition.
Some information. Yeah.
Well, I think we need to be in touch with the Corps and see if we can get our arms around.
100 million start
problem. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I have one question.
Yes,
do we have an update on the refinery?
That's about
a lot of concern about the fuel supply.
Don Carlos.
Exxon was first afraid it was going to be a couple of months before they're down. They had to take the refinery down hard. I've talked to both the Exxon CEO and the plant manager, and after their initial assessment, it appears it'll be a couple of weeks. So it wasn't, the damage was not as bad as they feared. But it'll take a couple of weeks because they've got to taking those down as quickly as they did is not a good thing. So they've got to be very careful bringing them up. But
right. They
had some flooding in some of their instrumentation, but it wasn't quite as widespread and so as they had feared. So I think they're going to be okay. Some of the other chemical plants in the area did not fare so well. So
how about Shell refinery? You heard anything on that?
Have not heard anything about Shell. I'm not sure that they. I don't know how much water they did. I've talked with Mayor Mouton a bunch, but I haven't asked him about Shell.
Well, if we learn anything, though, it's a very good point. We'll keep you posted. Okay, so now on to the agenda. Under executive, we have consideration and possible action regarding Hurricane Harvey disaster and measures, which we will consider in a closed session. So, Eric, if you would read the.
Yes.
It
is now 1:39 p.m. Board Commission of the Port Eastern Authority of Harris County, Texas will now convene a closed meeting as permitted by the Texas Open Meeting Act and Government Code to conduct a private consultation with attorneys to deliberate regarding real estate, economic development negotiations or incentives, employment and evaluation of public employees, including deliberations regarding public employees, and security-related matters. The Port Commission will reconvene in public session after the closed meeting is adjourned.
Call us back into general session. We have two items to come out of executive session. Commissioner Corgi, do you have an item?
I do, Madam Chairman. I move to authorize the Port Authority to carry out Hurricane Harvey disaster relief measures on the terms discussed in executive session and authorize the executive director to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Commissioner Branch, do you have an item?
I do. I move that we authorize the Port Authority to pay and settle the Zachary Construction Corporation in connection with the Zachary Construction Corporation versus the Port of Houston Authority and related claims on the terms discussed in executive session, and authorize the General Counsel to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Is there a second? Commissioner Fitzgerald, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. That concludes the business for today's meeting. When is our next meeting, Roger?
26th, 23rd.
Well,
I'm not sure.
I'll see you all at the end of the month. And in the meantime, thank all of you from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of the commission for all that you're doing to keep the great things going at Port Houston. Thank you.